You're listening to a podcast from the Today programme on BBC Radio 4. The Times and the Mirror lead with a cancer story that says there has been a breakthrough that really does offer hope of a cure. The new treatment uses genetically modified cells which stay in a person's blood for more than 10 years and kill the cancer cells. The Times says the research could lead to lifelong immunity against a cancer relapse. The Mirror reports that the treatment left 94% of patients who were treated free of cancer after they'd been told they had only months to live. The lead scientist involved in the research is Professor Stanley Riddell of the Fred Hutchinson Cancer Research Center in Seattle.
What we're doing is we're taking T cells, immune cells from a patient, and we're genetically modifying them so that they express a receptor that would target a molecule on their cancer cells. So essentially what this process does is it genetically reprograms the T cell to seek out and recognize and destroy the patient's tumor cells.
Right. So is that it? Is that the news we've all been waiting for? Dr. Alan Worsley of Cancer Research UK is with me. Is it a cure for cancer?
Well, this is still very early stages, but it is quite exciting new technique. Mm-hmm. It's still what we're doing is that we've been trying this technique, as you just heard on that clip, of trying to re-engineer our immune cells and kind of sort of switch their targeting computer so it latches onto cancer cells. We've been trying to do that for a few years now, and really there has been some real success in these particular types of blood.
So what's different about this then?
So because effectively we're genetically modifying these cells, there's a lot of open questions about how can we make it better? How do we make it safer? How do we make it more effective? So what his research has done is keyly. They've focused on immune cells that they think will last for a very long time.
Ah, right. You don't just stick them in, they do the job and die off.
Well, they can do that, but this is the question of, because we've never been able to do this for that long, we've only been trying this for about 4 or 5 years, there's really been an open question as to how long this will stay effective, because we just haven't known. Hmm. So this is the proposition to say, right, can we make this as long-lasting as possible?
And he seems to have done that?
Well, it's still, he's only been treating for within the last year, so we haven't seen whether or not this will last in patients, but from previous studies they've done, they think they can get this.
Right, and they are, at the moment, as we speak, people are walking around with those cells in them, and they are alive and kicking and doing the job they're meant to do, killing off cancer cells.
So we've had these trials in this particular type of blood cancer. Now, importantly, we should point out that standard treatment, chemotherapy and radiotherapy, are usually very effective on this cancer. So these are only for patients where that treatment has failed for them. So that's a very select group, but it's fantastic to have potentially another weapon in our arsenal as a backup plan.
Right, but is it possible that tinkering with cells in the way you just described could be used to attack any cancer cell?
That's exactly the question. So that's the thing about the blood cancers, is that sort of our best target, our best option for this particular type of engineering, because we stick these immune cells in, they patrol the blood in the body, so if your cancer is already in the blood, it's an easy target.
Right, but you've got liver cancer?
Liver cancer is more difficult. Cancer. How do we get the T cells to where they need to go? And also, what's the right target? That's really what's key to this treatment, is that for every cancer type, you need a specific target to latch onto. Now, what they've used here is a molecule that hangs on the B cells in the body. These are the cells that are cancerous in these patients. So fortunately, we're really lucky that there is a molecule that's only found on those cells and not on any other cells. So we can make sure that we wipe out only cancerous cells. But if you're talking about lung cancer or liver cancer, you need to make sure that it's only on the cancerous cells in that organ, because you're not going to be able to last it.
Right. But as you say, a very promising
step. Very promising step.
Alan Worsley, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
You can listen to more free content from the Today programme by going to www.bbc.co.uk/today.